Pain management is a critical aspect of healthcare, and while medication is often necessary, holistic approaches can provide significant benefits. These methods focus on treating the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, rather than just the symptoms. Islam, through the Quran and Hadith, provides guidance on health and well-being that aligns with many holistic practices. This article explores these approaches, supported by Islamic teachings and modern understanding. Understanding holistic pain management, definition and principles. Holistic pain management involves a range of therapies and practices that consider the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of a person. These can include physical therapy, acupuncture, mindfulness, and dietary changes, among others. Benefits: reduces reliance on medication and associated side effects. Addresses root causes of pain rather than just symptoms. Promotes overall well-being and balance in life. Islamic guidance on health and well-being, Quranic references. Surah Ash-Shu'ara, 26:80, and when I am ill, it is He who cures me. This verse highlights the belief that ultimate healing comes from Allah, encouraging a holistic view of health that includes spiritual faith. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2:195, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining, and do good. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. This encourages seeking beneficial and preventive measures for health. Hadith on health and healing. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "There is no disease that Allah has created, except that He also has created its treatment." This hadith promotes the use of all available treatments, including holistic methods. Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Take advantage of 5 before 5, your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your work, and your life before your death." This emphasizes the importance of maintaining health proactively. Examples from the lives of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions. Use of natural remedies. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions often used natural remedies for healing. Honey, known for its antibacterial properties and healing benefits. The Prophet, peace be upon him, recommended honey for various ailments. Sahih Bukhari. Black seed, Nigella sativa. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Use this black seed, it has a cure for every disease except death." Sahih Bukhari. Practices for physical and mental well-being. Hijama, cupping therapy, practiced by the Prophet, peace be upon him, for its health benefits. It is believed to detoxify the body and relieve pain. Tayammum, using clean earth for purification when water is not available, emphasizing cleanliness and spiritual purity. Holistic approaches in modern context. Physical therapies, exercise and physiotherapy. Regular physical activity strengthens the body, reduces pain, and improves mental health. Yoga and stretching, incorporating flexibility and strength exercises that can alleviate pain and improve mobility. Mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness techniques such as mindfulness meditation can reduce stress and chronic pain by promoting relaxation and awareness. Prayer and reflection. Regular prayer and spiritual reflection can provide mental peace and strength, reducing the perception of pain. Nutritional approaches. Balanced diet. Consuming a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins supports overall health and reduces inflammation. Avoiding harmful substances. Following dietary guidelines from the Quran and Hadith, such as avoiding intoxicants and harmful foods. Acupuncture and traditional medicine. Acupuncture, this traditional Chinese medicine technique can relieve pain by stimulating specific points on the body. Herbal remedies, using herbs and plants known for their medicinal properties. Wisdom and understanding, integrative approach, combining medical treatment with holistic practices can lead to comprehensive care. This integrative approach aligns with Islamic principles of using all available means for healing. Spiritual well-being. Holistic methods often include a spiritual component, such as prayer or meditation, which is consistent with Islamic teachings on the importance of spiritual health. Preventive care. Islamic teachings emphasize preventive measures and maintaining health, which is a key aspect of holistic approaches. Conclusion. Holistic approaches to pain management align well as with Islamic teachings that emphasize the importance of comprehensive health care, including physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. By integrating these methods with modern medical practices, individuals can achieve better overall health and a higher quality of life. The guidance from the Quran and Hadith, along with examples from the lives of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions, provides a strong foundation for adopting holistic practices in pain management.